It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attractive, hot, beautiful. We're talking about the same thing here.
Huge difference. A painting can be beautiful, but I don't want to bang a painting.
Okay. TMI.
Best part of that on The Office last night was, who's the girl that's the receptionist?
Oh, Pam.
Pam. Do you see the cutaway look from Pam when Kevin said that?
Uh-huh. The best.
The disgusting look. The really grossed out look.
She is so good at that. And so is the lead guy is great at that,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic. That's The Office. We still love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take some more of your phone calls here. We'll get to you in just a second. And I do want to remind you not to miss music's biggest night. The 51st Annual Grammy Awards coming Sunday, February 8th on CBS.
Let's all be there.
Let's all be there. Should be a good show. Looking forward to that. Speaking of the inauguration, the popularity of Barack Obama, the texters taking their brainy pills today because
really?
There's some interesting things.
They're smart.
First of all, we'll get the dumb one out of the way. Rob, why do you use Rogaine foam to brush your teeth? That's what a texter writes.
No. I use it every day to bring my hair back.
Got it. Okay.
Dummy.
All right. Very good. Let me see. Tell Buzz to watch President Obama closely because he might miss it when he turns water into wine. All right. let me see. Just wait. For the first 6-month challenge to our new president's face internationally and how he handles it,
right.
Namely a terrorist attack of some kind.
Of course.
And this is the one that I thought made a lot of sense, and I gotta correct myself on this. On W's first election, if you remember, there was quite a lot of stuff about him stealing the election for quite a while, not quite the same as Obama.
Right.
So, when I was saying they all get that buzz, maybe not the case, really, because there was a lot of controversy with both of, the Kerry Bush election and the Gore Bush election. There was a lot of controversy.
But I do think that they started out with similar popularity ratings for whatever that's worth.
Right. Tell Buzz to, I already read that one, KHTK in Sacramento. Yeah, I know where it is.
Right.
Spike in Reno says, how will you survive cutting your audience in half? I don't know what that means. Mike, any chance you will read a binding contract on air, not knowing what's in it, and then repeat it back verbatim when others interior you? Man, I have no idea what that guy is talking about.
What is going on out there?
They're just thinking too much. You understood what that meant?
Well, they're implying that half of America hates Barack Obama and half of America loves him. And by being among those who allegedly love him, then we've alienated the other half. I don't think it's quite divided that way, especially not with that approval rating. But I do get the point.
When it comes to this show, and I really, really hope this is true.
Right.
This is not an agenda show. It has never been an agenda. We tell you very honestly who we supported.
Right.
We make a lot of fun of President Bush. I got news for you. Anybody that does comedy, radio, or television makes fun of President Bush.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to do that.
Yeah.
Right. There was a great subject for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Barack Obama will give us some things to make fun of him, too.
Mm-hmm.
The cigarette smoking is not going to last 4 years.
No.
I need more. There will be more.
Of
he will do
will.
Something. That's what it's all about. But as far as, my own personal friends... I would say 99% of my friends, I'm not exaggerating, probably line up on the Bush side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're hanging out, you've been out to my house.
Yes,
you see the guys I hang out with.
I've heard
you've
them.
Met them and heard them.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. That's the way I like it.
But
I mean, fact that, if you're a Bush guy, if you think you can't listen to this show, you're full of crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody, we're not bright enough to have that kind of an agenda where we're going to thrust it down your throat,
You can dislike this new administration as much as you want, but I have a hunch if things go well,
right.
Everyone's going to be okay with it.
Right. We'll see what happens.
Right.
It's always going to be, I think, it's always going to be one group of people, another group of people. I don't want one mindset.
Nobody does.
I don't want that. That doesn't work.
Right.
I think that the way the founding fathers set it up was perfect, and I like it
For the first time in a long time, I don't think it's 50-50.
Right. We'll see what happens. As far as the Gitmo thing, this is one of the texters writes, he's doing the right thing. Give them time, and they will figure it out. He did it first to get the public's trust to easier move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think I understand what's happening.
Right.
I know Casino Talk was yesterday, Mike, but I listen via podcast. Harris in Chester, Pennsylvania is awesome. I'm not gambling anymore.
Let's go to Chester.
Where's Chester? How close is it to here?
I don't know. You know what that sounds like?
Sounds like it might be an Indian property.
Sounds new and beautiful, it says.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
there's nothing else around in Chester, Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
I bet that's way up there.
Like,
where the hell? Somebody tell me where Chester, Pennsylvania is.
I'll map it.
Another texter, the Gitmo issue jumpstarts the move to restore American diplomacy abroad. Mike, I have a question. Have you ever run out to Colette with your shirt off singing I'm Too Sexy as Charlie on the air?
Have you ever done that?
I don't think. I've run out to her a few times, but I don't know if I've sung I'm Too Sexy with the shirt off. Give her a call.
Okay.
Let's give her a call
here. Let's see what happens. All right, let me see if I've got it right. Singing I'm Too Sexy.
As Charlie.
All right, very good. All right, let me see. And then another texter writes, Limbaugh, Hannity et al., hate speech, destructive demons who want to see the world destroyed. I don't go that far. I think that they're doing that because they get great ratings doing it.
That's why they do it.
That's the thing. Yeah. Where the hell is Katie? Somebody wants to know in Buzz's basement. Now, listen, this time you tell her to stay on the line.
All right.
And keep that line open.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Good afternoon, WJFK.
Hey, Colette, it's Rob along with Buzz. How you doing?
Good.
I'm sorry, Buzz. Go ahead.
I just want to say hi and happy Friday.
Thank you. Same to you, Buzz.
Uh-huh. Isn't Friday the best day?
Yes, it is.
I had a question. Those ribs that we had today and the chicken wings, where did those come from?
I have no...
Stay on the phone.
Well,
we got a good laugh out of her.
We sure did.
That was good. Okay.
We sure did.
And I never found out where the ribs came from. But no. We both attacked them at the same time. That was a most successful dive bomb, Mike.
Oh, boy, I enjoyed that one.
I liked hearing you in the background.
Boy, oh, boy.
She laughed big.
Yeah, siree.
Can I have a moment real quick, Mike?
Yeah, go right ahead, Rob.
A lot of people listen to the show know that my best friend is called Brad. He's been in for a BYOB Friday before.
Right.
Brad has a cousin named Tom. Tom Hammond. Thank you. He's an Iraq veteran. He's back. And I'm pleased to announce that this morning at 6:15, 7 pounds, 5 and ounces, 18 inches tall, born today, Alexander Hammond. So congratulations,
wow.
Tom. Tom and Tiffany Hammond gave birth to Alexander, mother and child doing well. And Tom, I hope and pray that young Alexander doesn't grow up to roll a manhole cover down a hill into a brand new automobile.
Is that what he did?
He did once, yes.
How did he pull that one?
He and Brad were having a contest. There's a hill in State College, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there was no beer involved in that.
They were 10 and 12 at this point.
Oh, they were little ones.
And they said, I bet you can't roll a manhole cover all the way down the hill without it falling over.
And it got up speed. And went into a car.
Well, Brad failed. His cousin Brian failed. Tom had a lot of success, and it actually hit a car that day was given as a gift to a graduating student from Penn State University.
That's a good story.
And plowed right into it. Yeah. Tom, God bless you. Wow. Tiffany, you too. Congratulations.
All right, very good. Let's go to Dave in Arlington, Virginia. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. I just want to agree with you 100% on the you were saying there's no bias on your show because I was a McCain supporter, but I love you guys so much.
You know
so,
what I do say, Dave, is if there's bias personally, bias insofar as I said to everybody that I supported Barack Obama, I like to take calls from everybody with every viewpoint. We've done that, and we've tried to do that, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Yeah, and I think that's great. But I was calling because I was actually down at on the mall for the inauguration because I voted for McCain, but I wanted to see history, and I just wanted to know what you guys thought about the booing of Bush, and they were taunting him, saying "Nana." Hey,
I think if you heard this show yesterday, I said that sucks.
Yeah,
that is absolute crap. I really do, and you know I'm going to go one step further. I don't believe I've seen. I'll tell you what made me feel the best about this inauguration. You know, they read that that letter, and I'm a sentimental person when it comes to daughters because I've got two of my own.
Oh, you heard that this morning.
The letter from the daughters, the Bush daughters, to Sasha and
Malia.
You know, I thought that was just as classy and just as wonderful a thing that could ever be done. And, you know, when you started out and you remember those Bush daughters and they were like sticking their tongues out
right
at the media, you know, they've come a long way. And, and really, that's a credit to George Bush and his wife, Laura, because they really have raised two relatively normal kids that have been very successful in the White House. You know, and some of the kids tend to wig out a little bit.
Yeah, the blonde one is still really hot.
Hi, Amy Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, she turned out okay, I guess.
Yeah, but the blonde Bush daughter.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. Daddy likey.
To address the booing, I heard from listeners yesterday who said, when you consider all the bad stuff that Bush did, he deserves booing. But I look to Barack Obama, who, you know, what would he do in that situation? He would not boo.
Right.
I mean, he would consider that low rent, and I think we should, too.
No, that's partisan. That's what we're trying to get away from, and I thought that sucked. And you know what? It says that you were a McCain supporter that went down there because, you know, if that's not getting behind the country and the peaceful transition of power, I don't know what is, you know. And it, just the whole thing, I really would love to see eventually the fact that this hate speech that is so popular right now, they ratchet it down a little bit.
Two notches, please.
So that we can get on with the business that we have to get on with. It is starting, and I will give you this, Buzz. It is starting in this administration where he does seem to be, you know, reaching out. The idea of having the dinner for John McCain week of the inauguration. You know, the fact that Bush was so gracious to Obama as far as this transition.
Those are good
something
things.
Clinton did not do for George Bush when he came in. I hope that things start to change a little bit now, and that we can confine the hatred to hating individuals and celebrities like we do on this show.
That's or families with 18 children.
Yes, the Duggars.
Oh, the
or
Duggars.
Our own families.
Let's not misplace our hatred.
No, let's
Dustin,
use it.
In Warrenton, we got to get buzzing. Oh, my God, where's the time going today? Dustin, you're on the air. Hello, real quick. Good. He's gone. That means I can do this.
That was very
right
quick.
Now. Thank you. He hung up.
Chester, right. PA, just this side of Philadelphia.
Really?
Yes, easy to get to.
Well. Carla, I'm just kidding. Let's get our first.
When is the next long weekend again?
Oh, my God. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
The ailing economy's on the table today as President Obama meets with congressional leaders at the White House. The new Democratic president is trying to get bipartisan support for an economic stimulus plan that would exceed $850 billion.
Not a real
casino. It's just slots.
Yeah, just a slot place.
Oh, well, forget it.
So
well, for that, you can go to Charlestown.
Yeah.
Charlestown races and slots.
We've got a lot of slot dominations ranging from $0.01 to $100. Do they have any table games? No table games.
Reno it is then.
Yeah, Reno.
The worst computer infection since 2003 is still spreading rapidly. Computer experts say the worm known as Conficker or Down-A-Dupe, is the newest malicious software program.
Ooh, Down-A-Dupe.
Affecting corporate, educational, and home network systems by the millions.
Oh, I hate a worm, Mike.
A new study says women can tell if you're interested in them sexually by your scent. Researchers at Rice University say women can detect arousal.
He likes you.
By the smell of sweat from a guy who is, in fact, revved up.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Researchers.
Apparently that a Bo is turned on by every woman and some men.
Hi, my name's Bo LeBlanc.
Even man, nice to see you.
Researchers say the smell of arousal lights up part of a woman's brain that doesn't light up with your run-of-the-mill sweat.
So does this mean you shouldn't wear cologne?
A little cologne is a good thing, I think.
I think it covers the smell of the real man.
If it smells like cologne...
Leave it alone. School was never like this. An appeals court in Washington State ruled last week it's illegal for teachers that it is, excuse me, legal for teachers to sleep with students who are 18 and over. They were ruling on a case involving a 33-year-old man and an 18-year-old female. No minor, no foul, the court ruled. The state's code of professional conduct disagrees, and although a teacher can still be fired for this, he or she cannot face criminal
charges.
Hello,
teachers. Congratulations.
We salute you. This is how we're going to get more teachers.
Right.
I wish I knew this when Mrs. Granger was teaching me English.
Yeah. These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Andy Dick says he's not gay.
Yeah.
Your Hollywood Buzz.
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love it when you have news stories about Andy Dick.
I know.
Always a lot of fun. We're going to talk to Lindsay Zarniak, who is somewhere in the world. We're going to play Where in the World is Lindsay Zarniak? Because Beth Ann wants to.
It's the new game. It's called Not Tampa.
Yes, very excited. If she's in Tampa, I will be pissed off. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.